Everyone is voting for Jack, 'cause he's got what all the rest lack. Everyone wants to back Jack. Jack is on the right track.
Hello and welcome to the very first episode of the Kennedy Dynasty podcast. I am Allison. I'm a 20-something Kennedy enthusiast, and I have loved the Kennedys for, gosh, probably 4 or 5 years. It started with me watching just some random documentary, I guess, that popped up on Netflix, and I don't know, it was so entertaining to me that I continued to just hit next on all the documentaries, and I've watched them all, and I have read all the books, and I've done all the research. That is, it's just crazy the amount of content I've taken in from the Kennedys, or about the Kennedys. But I just feel like there's a lack of podcasts about the Kennedys that I want to listen to anyway, apart from learning so much information about the Cuban Missile Crisis and the assassination, which I just don't feel like any of us can, true Kennedy lovers, can even remotely learn anything else about those. I feel like there's a lack of conversation about their family dynamic and public service and who our favorite Kennedys are. And although I like to remain very respectful to the family because I do respect them very much, I also would love to dive into conversation about different scandals and different, you know, controversies and all those kinds of things that are interesting to the true Kennedy lovers. I did start an Instagram account called Kennedy Dynasty about a month or so ago. I did that because I felt like there was a lack, although there are some really good ones, don't get me wrong, but there was not a ton of really good Kennedy accounts that posted like high-res images and fact-checked facts. A lot of false information and stuff was out there, and I was like, well, why don't I just start my own? So I did, and in a little over a month, I've gotten about 400 followers, which isn't like amazing, but it's, I mean, for totally organic following, I think it's all right, and it's kind of cool to build up this community around me that likes the same kind of stuff I do, because honestly, I, aside from my grandfather, I don't know anybody that loves the Kennedys like I do and their history. My friends probably are so annoyed about me talking about them as much as I do. I mean, I don't try to talk about them all the time, but when I do, like, they're probably like, can you not? So, hoping to kind of build a little Kennedy community around this. Would love to eventually maybe have other Instagram account runners on here, and we can chat about different things that interest us about them. So, that's why I'm here. Today, I'm going to bring on a very, very most special guest. He is my significant other, Jeff. And I'm really bringing him on because it's my first episode and I have no one else to bring on at this point. And also, because I have made him sit through countless hours of, you know, Kennedy documentaries, facts, everything that he's had to hear from me, he has pretty good working knowledge of them as well. So I thought I'd bring him in and we just chat a little while. So all of that being said, ready to bring on my guest, Jeff. Okay. And welcome to my first guest, Jeff. Say hello.
Hi.
Do you love the Kennedys, Jeff?
You know, actually, I wasn't a huge Kennedy guy, and then I married you, and you were so enthralled by this family, and the interest has grown.
That's what I told him myself a minute ago. I said, I've made you sit through so many hours of documentaries and things.
I have sat through many.
Bless your heart. Them. Truly. Okay, so what is your favorite story and or topic about the Kennedys?
Oh, goodness.
Well, like, if you were to create a documentary, what entity of the Kennedys would it be about?
Oh, wow, that is an excellent question that I did not prepare for. But I think it would probably be, something involving Jack and maybe him in the entertainment world, like his ties.
Oh, that's a good topic.
I don't know, just because that's kind of something I like.
I was hoping so much that you were not about to say the Cuban Missile Crisis or the assassination, because I just talked about how that's all that there is ever for us to find. So, yeah, about his ties, like Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, just a little tie kind of stuff.
Yeah. I bet a lot of people don't know how that. Ooh, I should do an episode on that. The fallout between Jack and Frank Sinatra. Because a lot of people still, like, I see posts and stuff of people thinking they're like, we're BFFs forever.
Yeah,
but that's not the case.
Yeah, that was a very interesting story when you told me that.
Definitely. Okay, so let's see. Let's go to the questions. So, what do you find the most appealing about the Kennedys?
Wow. You know, there's just something about the family that is so intriguing. Just every bit of it.
Great answer.
Thank you. I'm a professional podcaster and a professional.
Okay, I'd like to also say, I didn't say this before, but this is the most awkward thing for me to do ever. And I hate hearing myself talk. So I was like, why not start a podcast?
See, I hate hearing myself talk as well. That's why I'm not wearing headphones.
Yeah, you sound great.
Thank you. I appreciate it. What was the question?
It was discuss the Kennedy appeal. Like, what do you find the most appealing about them as a whole?
Let's see. You may have to answer a break here because I'm going to think a second. Could do an edit.
I'm not going to edit this. I'm going to leave it.
We're going to edit this. Let's see. What is the most appealing about the Kennedys? I don't know. There's something. It's kind of weird. They're almost. It's almost magical.
It's the Kennedy mystique.
Yes.
Have you ever heard it referred to as that?
Almost magical about the Kennedys. It's just. You just want to like know more and dive in more.
Who's your favorite? Everybody has a favorite.
All the Kennedys?
Yes.
Oh, let's see.
Past and present?
Past and present. I think if I was just to throw a Kennedy just straight out there, it would be Robert. I don't know why. He was just
really?
The first name that came to my head.
Really? Yeah. Why?
I think him being brought in, especially through the presidents and everything, as a he had a lot of say and a lot of power.
True.
That, you know, a lot of people don't think about.
And on top of that, what's so interesting is that, I mean, it was very controversial for JFK to even bring in a relative as the Attorney General anyway. I mean, he kind of just did it, and that was very, you know, not done previously. So, but, I mean, Robert was obviously perfect for the job. And I love, what I love about RFK so much is that he seems like, in comparison to his brother, he seems to be, I don't know, just looking at him, you would think he was a little more to himself, a little not as bold or whatever, but he was quite the opposite. He was actually, incredibly bold and kind of hateful and got stuff done. So I think that's a very interesting characteristic about him. And plus, I think that he had, this personal opinion, I think that he obviously had more pull and more passion for civil rights movements and for equality for people throughout the entire nation, as far as not only, you know, civil rights, but also like demographic and income and things like that. He really wanted every American to have an equal chance. And I thought that was really interesting about him. I'll go on and tell my favorite Kennedy, which this is a trick question for most people that know me. They think that JFK would automatically be my favorite, but he is actually not. I do love JFK. Don't get me wrong. But Jackie has a huge place in my heart. So much so that I have literally a beautiful, very abstract painting of her in our dining room. I love her so much.
It's majestic.
I think she was so overwhelmingly misunderstood. Everyone thought that she was just this style icon. I even see that on Instagram now with people that are Kennedy enthusiasts, as I like to call us, think that she was just this ray of beauty and class, which she was. But something about Jackie is so, if anything, I almost feel like she was the biggest mastermind in the entire family. Like, that's probably why she and Joe Kennedy Sr. had such a bond, because they were both such masterminds in publicity, in just every realm. I mean, we'll get into this in a later episode. I want to talk about Camelot as a whole, the Camelot plot, as I would like to call it, because...
That's a title right there.
The Camelot...
Camelot plot.
That too. No, and so many people think that Camelot was actually this magical White House time, which is exactly what they wanted you to think, that there was just fairy dust and hugs and kisses all in the White House and everyone was just perfect. And that is not true. After lots of digging myself and trying to discover, you know, where it came from, the reasoning for it and everything, as most of us know, Jackie was the one to come up with the Camelot term. She said that Jack used to listen to the song Camelot at night, every night before bed, which I've actually read Jack didn't even like musicals, so that may or may not be true. I honestly don't know. I've read so many mixed opinions on that. But she was the one that decided, because he had such a short presidency that was cut short with, whether you believe it or not, not very many feats. If anything, he went through the Cuban Missile Crisis, which was a huge hit. You would think, actually, his polls stayed really up. But went through a lot of different times that were not necessarily something that would have been legacy leaving. So she and Robert wanted JFK to be remembered like he is now, as this amazing, incredible, groundbreaking president. She wanted him to, you know, people to latch on to the love of him, and wanted people to believe that he would have accomplished so much more had he had a longer presidency in the White House, and almost believe that he did accomplish so much more, even though he never did, you know, in many ways, although he did get a lot into motion. So because of that, she came up with that line and had it put in the Life magazine article that, for one brief shining moment, there was Camelot. And I find it so interesting to see how she was so witty and so smart, like smart enough to know that she could put anything out and Americans would buy it. And look at us in 2020, still talking about how that was the most magical presidency to ever hit the White House. Jackie is my favorite. I think she's brilliant. I love the way that she handled situations, and I love, honestly, everything about her. She's just perfect. And that was the longest comment about who my favorite Kennedy was.
And I have to just put a quick comment too. I think that's one of my favorite things about the whole Kennedy dynasty, mm-hmm. is what Jackie put in place at the end of Jack's presidency with the whole,
I mean, it kept it all up.
And it's crazy. How we still talk about it and think about it today is because of what she put in place.
Mm-hmm. And you'll see too, most Kennedy accounts, mine included, honestly, on Instagram, do highlight all the magical moments, you know, all the things like Camelot and about JFK, which, don't get me wrong, I love me some JFK, but the man had dirt. There is no doubt, and it's come out and everyone knows it. So, but people seem to overshadow all of that in their brain. I mean, you put someone modern day that doesn't have that kind of Kennedy mystique behind them, I mean, they would be torn apart for the things, yes, that JFK did. So, anyway, regardless of all of those things, she is just, she's magical. Let's talk, because like I said before, I want to remain extremely respectful to the Kennedys because I do respect them as a family as a whole. But let's be honest, we all love their scandals. We all love what we may or may not believe. I will never say that I know things to be true regarding the scandals, because I don't. Like, I'm not going to sit here and act like I know every single thing about everything.
You're not an informant.
Absolutely not. Anything that I've read and learned came from another source, from a source, from a source, from a source. So there's no way for me to sit here and act like that. But we all have our opinions about what kinds of things happened, what we believe regarding not only things in their personal lives, but also the assassination or, you know, different things like that. So what scandal is your favorite to learn about with Kennedys? It could be any of them. Ted Kennedy, Chappaquiddick, all those kinds of things. Womanizing, Marilyn Monroe. I hate even mentioning that.
For me, it's the obvious. Who killed John F. Kennedy?
What do you believe? It's not going to be super backed, people. Don't hate on us. Like, everyone has their own obscure opinion. Don't come for me if you've been studying this for 15 million years.
Just from the little that I've heard. I feel like there's a lot of hands. There's a lot of hands.
You do.
The mafia. That's the first thing that comes into my head.
So you think it's probably mafia?
Definitely.
Okay, I watched one documentary. I will have to look up the name and tell all of you to watch it if you have not. I can't believe I'm sitting here talking about the assassination when I said I would not. This would not be a podcast about, but you know what? I'll just have a moment of it. There's this one documentary that talks about the American government being behind it, and it's very convincing. Just very interesting of a watch anyway. So I will let you guys know what that is. Probably
in the show notes.
Yeah, I could put it in the show notes. I'll do that. Very interesting if you haven't watched it before. I honestly have no solidified opinion of the assassination whatsoever. I feel like every single argument I've read is has very valid points, and I really don't know. I have no idea. If that is what you are looking for answers to, find a new podcast, because I don't know. Well, that's really all I had to talk about today. This is episode zero, and I think I said first episode in the first part, but, you know, same thing. This is episode zero, and it's not going to be lengthy because, yeah, I just wanted you guys to kind of get to know me a little bit and why I'm doing what I'm doing. If you ever have topics or anything you would love discussed, I would love for you to send them to me through Instagram, which my Instagram is at Kennedy Dynasty, one word. KennedyDynasty, one word. And I would love for you to send me topics and stuff that you would like to discuss. If there are any other Kennedy account runners out there that would love to be a part of this and talk to me about topics that are your favorite, or, you know, just anything you want to talk about, send me those suggestions too, and I would love to chat with you about that. Thank you so much for listening to me. I'm excited for this journey. Yeah, I'm excited. And thank you, Jeff, for joining me. I know this is not his fave topic, but I appreciate you being a trooper and joining me. Next week, I'm hoping to have one of my friends on who is a history professor, and he has a lot more knowledge about American history in general than me, but I think I might beat him in the Kennedy fright. So thanks for joining, and I will talk to you next week.
Come on and vote for Kennedy, vote for Kennedy, and we'll come out on top. Kennedy, he just keeps rolling up. Kennedy, he just keeps rolling up. Kennedy, he just keeps rolling along. Vote for Kennedy.
Wow, that's very controversial.
Super. You want to cut this out? We can
start over.